casualizing the workforce, on Billet United, about it, we didn't get a pick, apart from one exception. But my members took action and now won. Every single one of those vacant posts will be recruited to. And to be frank, it's to the shame of the council that my members had to take strike action for that to happen. But I also want to inform you about something called the Parkland case, and it's a lesson for future privatisation. Because British Leisure Limited have said they are going to abide by a particularly shabby piece of legislation. So next time you're thinking about privatising services, transferring staff out to private companies, this is what happens with Parkland. For Tupi staff, they will no longer receive pay rises that local government staff receive. Companies don't have to use that legislation, but the company that you choose to transfer services out to chooses to use that particular piece of legislation. During the dispute, we also found out that British Leisure Limited, two-thirds of its staff are on casual zero-hour contracts. So all the publicity, we're baloney about being members of the society, doesn't apply if you're on a zero-hour contract. Two-thirds of their staff can't be members of that society. And just so that you know what kind of company you transfer that service to, the divisional head of service, Diana Edmonds, who you entrusted to be effectively the head of the library service, was off in New York, presumably shopping or buying shoes, while her library service, which she's supposed to be running, was in crisis. Now, as far as the future is concerned, I'm appealing to you, with regard to future privatisation, you will know our position. We oppose privatisation, be it to profit companies or to social enterprises, because GLL was a social enterprise and they acted no differently than the worst profit-hungry companies. I've just mentioned what's happened as far as Parkland is concerned. But we will be demanding what you're going to do as far as the Social Value Act is concerned. Far be it from me to come here and ask the Labour Council to enact a piece of Tory legislation. However, the Social Value Act does require that you as a council, next time you're considering privatising any services, that you take into account how that privatisation is going to improve the economic, social and environmental well-being of residents. And we'll be holding you to account with every single decision that you make as far as privatisation is concerned. Let me end on this point. Just as we've been determined and fought and won against British Leisure Limited, unite and unison, there you go, unite and unison, we'll be fighting the council's proposals as far as British Living Options and care of vulnerable adults is concerned, where decisions will be coming to you about closures and privatisation. And I have to say this, after the GLL debacle, if a private company, if a social enterprise cannot look after books and computers, then how can you trust them to look after vulnerable members?
Thank you.